Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay,
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. The little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Shane, how you gonna eat my pussy with braces?
What do you mean? I got braces. I'm gonna eat that pussy good.
We guess what we have to see.
Gonna do it. Hey, you saw me eat that quesadilla from Bell. Same thing, babe.
My pussy is not a quesadilla.
Fine.
Shane.
My favorite part of the episode, y'all.
How are you going to eat my pussy with those braces?
Shane got braces. She's not concerned that he just committed to a $4,000 braces. She's worried. How are you going to eat her pussy?
How are you going to eat my pussy?
Someone's very happy Lacey's back. AKA Droopy Dog.
I squealed, giggled.
It was really funny.
Hey,
y'all.
Eat my pussy.
It's life after lockup.
Lilu.
Lock. Oh, because we do lock and then
Lilu.
Lilu. Y'all, this episode's called Is He a Trick?
Is He a Trick?
We think this is like season 3, episode 39.
955.
There, fuck. But it is still considered. Lalu, people, can you just switch to episode 4 for the rest of us?
These bring back a couple of our, quote, favorites?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm in jail, but you're still talking about me.
I'm still busy. I'm still busy, like, hustling our guys.
We don't meet Amber and Puppy in this episode.
No.
Anybody else we don't meet?
John and Christiana.
Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. We don't meet them this episode.
They're on, but
we actually get the people that have been on Lalu this episode. Like the people that are, we got, and then some people.
And then Sean and his ex, Kelly. And then
Sean, and then
Brittany and Marcelino.
Brittany and Marcelino. And then obviously Lacey and Shane. That's how late, yes.
Sean.
If you don't watch the episode again, y'all.
What are you doing?
This show is
best good show on television.
I know. I was watching this morning, and my boyfriend was trying to work, and he was like, I got to put on headphones. And I was like, this show draws you in.
Best show on television.
He's like, these people are fucking crazy. I'm like, it's the best show on television.
I would have never said that when we started watching it, but, and the show, yes, it's sensational, but it knows how to tell a story.
And it's sensational, but it balances and it out very with such real. Heart.
Yeah.
I think very few things, maybe in Lacey Shane, because Lacey's kind of like almost like a star of this show.
Yeah.
And maybe Brittany and Marcelino, because she's kind of a star
of
this
too, heart
of like
show
a legacy.
Too.
I don't think a lot of things are produced a lot on this show.
It's also shoestring budget.
Okay, I noticed on my TiVo when this records on TV, I was like, why does this? Because I normally watch like on an iPad, but I even noticed on Sling, it doesn't really look good because y'all,
no.
I get tech nerdy. I like to notice what's thick.
It is filmed
it's 480. It's 480. 480. Y'all, 480 was popular in like 2001.
Yeah, it's like three levels below HD.
It's not even 720, which is shitty. It's 480.
So if you're ever wondering, why does this look like my grandmother's old TV set when I'm watching this?
Why do Britney's eyes look squared like Mario?
It's 8-bit.
It's because there's not any pixels. Like, do they even make 480 cameras anymore?
That's a really good question.
I don't think they're filming
this on flip phones. They have to be.
Or those flips. Remember those flips, everybody?
My God.
I had
They're
one.
They're so cheap.
I was like, this is going to be great. And then, like, a year later, nobody used it, and we just used our phone. All right, everybody.
Let's start off with Stan and Lothar.
Yes, and this is a free feed show. Because this show's normally on our $8 tier on Reality Gaze Extra.
And so we're giving you it every first of every season. Because if you don't watch the show, there's Love After Lockup, which is when they meet these
which
people.
Which is the original.
And this is Life After Lockup, kind of like
Happily Ever After.
Exactly. But, that's exactly what it is.
But ironically, this is people that have dealt with incarceration and drug use, and yet it's way less sad than Happily Ever After.
That is true.
It's true.
Happily Ever After is so awful.
It's the worst one.
It's just everybody, constant sadness.
Even Cray Cray said it's their least favorite to cover.
Blech.
Other way, dropping this Sunday.
But not early.
Not early.
I sent a very angry email.
Y'all, if you're asking, they're waiting for this next week. It'll drop early. They're waiting for they want to create an event.
Well, tell us ahead of time.
Fucked our schedule up.
Don't roll out. Don't let every outlet report it's going to be on Fridays.
I messaged Kim and Kyle, and I knew. Kim's like, I've been going fucking crazy trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah. Feels like we're living in a Kafka country.
Okay. Maybe it's just a show. Let's move on. So anyway, if you're listening to this is for you can get reacquainted with everybody. And if you want to jump in, if you're already on the Patreon or Supercast or you want to subscribe to that, you can do that. I will say another advantage of doing that, y'all, is probably by the time you hear this, we're going to be sold out. But
of our live show.
Of our live show, our first
November
live
14th
show
in Los Angeles.
At Dynasty Typewriter in close to downtown L.A. However, we are still...
Hotel Cecil's nearby, so make your accommodations now. Kidding, it's closed.
We don't have anything confirmed yet, but we will be having other dates coming up.
Yeah.
And part of that, y'all, this sold out so quick because a lot of our Patreon, our patrons and our super sissies bought tickets.
Yeah.
So, because they get a pre-sale. So, I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just saying that if you...
It
want,
helps.
It does
to be-
help.
Membership has its privileges.
Even if you're... So, I'm just telling you that's the way it works.
And remember, you guys, we when a in a venue, especially we're starting out with this, we can't guarantee anything for our booker. So, we have like a medium-sized venue. Yeah. That's why we sold out so quickly.
We're not... Y'all, we're...
It's a clean slate right now.
We'd get a 500-seat theater, and 100 people would show up, and it would just be sad.
Well, this theater's almost 200, so
it is.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's that. Let's jump in.
Y'all, Stan made $300 by doing nothing.
Just on the
stock market.
He's reading the stock market.
He's still got Cosmo the ferret sitting on top of his head.
He dyed it though.
Very dark.
Cosmo's darker. You know, they both kind of had their own little glow up.
What her extensions grew out?
Her extensions grew up, but I will say Her makeup
she
is getting...
She put on makeup.
Her makeup is... Well, she's always put it on, but...
Badly?
No, her makeup is getting better.
Maybe she had someone do it.
I also think, y'all, Lisa is... And she looks fine, she look, but... Lisa's... Some people's faces look better, fuller. Some look... Lisa looks a little better when her face is thinner.
Yep.
But that concerns me that her face is getting thinner. Y'all, she's losing weight quickly.
I wrote the same thing down.
I worry about that.
Yeah.
Because that comes from this show. Who was it that said it? I mean, we already know from, like, experience of working with meth addiction and stuff like that.
Puppy. But, happened
but
to Puppy.
Puppy. Puppies and
even, but Puppy just was on keto, so she lost all that weight.
Yeah, that's what she said. But even Amber said, "You've lost all this weight so quickly yeah. that usually tells me you're using."
Yeah.
So I hope
and that is an issue for this show, you guys.
And as Poodle said,
it happened to Destiny too. Remember?
And guess what? Guess what? Destiny, Puppy, and Lisa all have in common
meth addiction.
They're career criminals.
That's true.
Like they don't know anything else.
Yep.
They've never worked other jobs. They've been in the system since they were teenagers.
As Stan says...
And I'm saying that's who they are for the rest of their life. I'm just saying that's hard to come out of.
As Stan says, well, you know, it'd be nice for you to do something to make money.
She's like...
Look at me. She's like, Lisa's I made a lot of money selling drugs.
I made money. I sold a lot of drugs, Stan.
I sold a lot of drugs.
sold a bunch of drugs.
I kind of love her that reason.
Oh, She kind of almost reminds me of Anfisa from 90 Days that she tells you.
Yep.
Well, not as, but she does tell you who she is. She's like, look, sold a lot of drugs. And then I,
bucked a lot of women.
Took my bike down to, that Denny's off of Sherbourne and I fucked a woman named Lois. Real hard, Stan. And then I stole her car, Stan.
Y'all, they got, tats, matching tats, or maybe he did.
Well, they said matching, but then we never saw her.
We never saw hers.
Y'all, Stan gets Lisa tattooed on his ass.
Where she normally hits him with an enormous dildo.
That's why he did it on his ass, because y'all remember, you missed it last, you thought she was saying she wasn't into ass
okay.
play.
She's
she
into,
is into ass
anal
play.
And kicking down doors.
Y'all, she is fisting Stan on a Saturday morning. Not a Saturday night, because by then his Metamucil kicks in. But on Saturday morning, she is up in that shit.
And then afterwards, they watch Paw Patrol.
Wow. I was going to say old episodes of, like, Matlock.
Oh, God, yes.
Y'all, Stan loves...
The Rockford Files.
Yeah, he loves Andy Griffith.
So they are...
What was that one with Dick Van Dyke? Something like Detective MD?
Oh, Diagnosis Murder.
Diagnosis Murder.
I love that show.
That show was good.
My grandmother and I used to watch it.
God, I love Dick Van Dyke. That show was good.
Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, that's when Murder, She Wrote. That was a good time. And that was when big stars did murder
that
shows.
That was when people, homosexuals like us, loved to watch shows like that with older people.
That's fair. I have to say, so we just went, my boyfriend's family just came and we went to Universal and we did, because it wasn't that much more, but because of COVID and everything, we actually did the private tour because it kind of
bougie.
It does, but it keeps you from getting into crowds and things like that. So we, and his dad got a military discount, I think. So we did it, and you've been to Universal, right?
Yeah.
So you know how when you go through the Jaws thing of Universal,
yeah.
and they tell you in the background, they say, oh, in this main, like, beach scene, this was Cabot Cove.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's so exciting. When you do the private tour, you get off of it, and you get to walk in Cabot Cove. No one cared about this but me. And I'm like, I am just meeting. I've met my boyfriend's father, but I've never met his stepmother or his brother and sister who
and
wrote
you're
Teenagers Out.
Queening out so about
I'm,
Murder,
I'm,
She
I'm,
Wrote.
I'm wanting to like queen out, and no one knows what is happening. No one knows. I don't
They're
think
all
anybody
about,
knows.
Never heard the story. Never heard
it's
the show.
It's just me and the tour guide, and even he thinks I'm weird
even
about it.
Even he's like, this is some white nonsense.
I'm like touching the wood. I'm going, oh, this is where they... And then we went up by the house, and I got to walk, and I touched Jessica Fletcher's mailbox. It was a lot.
Wow.
It was a lot.
That's a lot for me.
It was. Woo.
So she's basically saying things like, the milk's outdated. I'm like, the dead. Milk's old.
Yeah.
Outdated.
And no, I think she's
your
saying
look is outdated.
Because Stan is someone who, y'all, he has money.
He's cheap.
But he's cheap.
Yeah. Like that cheap, little tiny cheap, grill. Cheap. Yes, that can only grill tiny legs of chicken.
Y'all, Stan could buy a grill that could actually stand, that you have to crouch down right. in the garage.
He's the worst mark. Because he's going to be very resistant. It's a shame that she found, I guess she needed someone who she could be a submissive. So you needed a lot of different overlap for her Venn diagram of marking.
Well, and that's part of being submissive is often submissive people that are into S&M culture often have roles in their life where they are powerful.
Right.
Or feel. That's the whole point is that they can't be that submissive person.
Right.
Maybe you're submissive. Maybe you're
no.
a... No. Because you like to control. Maybe you like to...
No,
like someone
I'm not.
To tie you up
I
and
like
just
to,
have
to... I
so
like
you
to.
Can never just let control go.
I've done it before. Not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Okay.
I need to be talking.
So, someone stuck an apple in your mouth or their dirty sock and you did not like it.
I need to be able to narrate everything that's going on.
I will not be shushed. Now, fuck me.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Climb up in here. So he's saying things like, did you ever think about working? She said, I sold a lot of drugs. And he gives her $20. She's like, no, this ain't going to do it.
No,
I need some plastic.
And he's like, I'm not sure, but I worry about that. I worry about you charging it up. And then they ask her.
She's like, you got to be fast. You got to be fast
says,
with this.
Do I love Stan? And she goes, Lisa goes, do I love Stan? Do I love you?
Yes, you love me.
Do you have $1 million? Can you give me all your money? Can I sell your car and keep it as my own?
After 24 days and a lot of time in the straitjacket in the basement and you shocking my balls and me singing Battle Hymn of the Republic and hitting me with a Brillo pad.
And you giving me $1 million.
It's nice to know. It's a deep cut from...
That's a deep cut from...
Drug dealer on the roof.
If you enjoyed musical theater, either thank you, appreciated that...
Or you hated it.
Or we're sorry.
Or Jerry Bach and Sheldon Harnick are going to sue us.
Yeah, she's like, I care about Stan. And that's when you see, y'all, she's had a glow up. She looks better. So she... She's like, I care about him. So now we get this scene where she's meeting her friend.
You missed the when she's like, gotta be fast, and she's like, I'm fast enough to get you in that straitjacket.
Oh yeah.
She never stops mentioning the sex stuff, y'all.
Because she knows that's it.
Yeah. That's it for them.
And he's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, mommy master.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah,
some of you have came at me saying about how mommy master made you want
that's what
to
he calls
vomit.
It. Yeah, he's like, yeah, mommy master.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Gonna get your Brillo pad.
Oh yeah, give me that Brillo pad, mommy master. Yeah. Oh.
So
oh yeah, I took extra fiber this morning.
No,
get in there, mommy
stop.
Master.
Y'all, stop doing that sound.
Oh, yeah, Molly. Yeah, could you tell I had an insure? A
no!
big one, Mommy Master.
No!
It was the double protein.
Okay, we need to move on. I'm grossed out. So, y'all, Stan's going to head off to the gym. And you know what? Yo, we're happy to say
we have a new sponsor.
We have a new sponsor.
We have a new.
I mean, we didn't expect this, but
no.
The Stan's Gym contacted us and knew that we did the
show.
Get the word out.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do a little spot for them.
So now, y'all, a word from our sponsor,
Workout Co. Are you over 65 or just cheap? Have you ever thought, I want to go to a fitness place with no bells and whistles where people don't want to wipe off machines?
Insert a dirty locker room with a garbage can tipped over.
Is your checkbook balance more important than your fitness? Well, if so, come on down to the Workout Co. Nestled in a strip mall in northeast St. Louis, somewhere, but right next to...
Insert a shot, Workout Co., right by Pizza Hut, and then a Hallmark store.
Right next to, right next to Cricket Mobile.
There we go.
Workout Co., we're in the know. We will give you, when you come in today and buy a membership, you will get a free tracksuit for an old man.
You won't get
only
fit,
slightly used.
You won't get fit, but it's Workout Co.
We've got treadmills with tape on them. We've got exercise bikes with one pedal.
Welcome to Workout Co.
And it's only $12 a month. And $58.
Now a sale, $9.99.
Oh, you can't beat that. If you act now, you'll get an old sweat towel, partially used.
I think their track's old. It's getting messed up.
And if you instead of hearing the top 40 of the day, you've said, I much prefer Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Come on down to Workout Co. Because you're old. That's it. This ad was brought to you by Workout Co.
Thank you for that,
Workout Co.
We appreciated that.
I'd like to see the treadmills with tape on them.
Yeah, I think they need to update their film footage. Yeah.
Y'all, this gym is something that time forgot.
It was great. It's where Stan is there with his friends, Jimmy and Dash.
Jimmy and Dash.
I like Dash.
I also called them.
I think he probably didn't vote for gay marriage, but I like Dash.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay.
He probably has come around. Anyway, the cast of Cocoon is at this gym.
Yes. And they're working. So they're like, well, how's it going? So what do you do all day? What does she do all day? And Stan's like, well...
I don't know what she does.
Mommy Master does what she wants. She texts on her phone, and she spends more time touching that phone than she does sticking her finger in my ass.
She doesn't really touch me in a long time.
Doesn't touch me, at least with her hands. That paddle, though.
Wow. So they're kind of like, even Jimmy goes, I think this is a few tricks shy of a normal relationship.
And then, y'all, in an editing, chef's kiss, they intercut this with Lisa's shopping with
Natasha.
Natasha,
who they met in prison.
Or her friend Tasha, she likes to call. And they're shopping around, and Lisa says,
they're having
when Tasha and I were in prison, we were really close. We were like...
Sisters.
We're good friends. We once...
Sisters with scissors.
Yeah, we once listened to Tammy Wynette together in a sale one night. It was late. And let's just say Tammy stands by a man and I stood by a woman.
She introduced me to Michelle Ndege Ocello. And that I'm forever grateful.
Forever grateful.
y'all, it tries to get this kind of like... vulnerable moment, and Lisa's like, I don't know.
She's like, well, what is he there? She's like, I don't know. Sometimes I just think
I'm his sex slave.
That's it. And she's like, and then you cut to Stan saying, well, it's hard to be a sugar daddy when you're not getting any sugar.
Ugh, gross.
I want to make love to her every night, but funny.
She's never in the mood. And
wonder why.
Natasha's like, how do I say this? Is he a trick?
And literally.
He's not really a trick.
No. She didn't respond that. Lisa goes,
how do I define us?
Is he a trick? She took
Is
5 minutes.
Is he a boy I love?
This would be the musical theater moment where she looks at the audience and goes, what do I do?
Yes.
And so.
Is he a trick?
And then Lisa lies through her teeth and says, well, you know, he spent $20,000 on me and I've never asked for any of it.
That was a big lie.
Not true. Y'all, remember when she asked for a car and she was texting her girlfriend? And the girlfriend was sending her literal pictures of money bags.
And then probably followed by pictures of titties.
Yeah.
But she also said, then Tasha says, what about the other girls you're seeing? And she's like,
Renata. Ooh. Oh, Renata.
And she's like, I can't wait to see Renata's boob job.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about having her night. You know, but Lisa says in her in the moment, she's like, this time I'm going to be the one in control. What I say goes, and if Stan doesn't like it, then I'm going to put a ball gag in his mouth. Because I have other options.
Her extensions are growing out, and they're still terrible.
They're still terrible. And so Lisa gets in the Uber. She leaves, and she calls Renata.
Yep.
Renata, and that's where she says, I'm ready to see your boobs. And Renata's like, oh, yeah, I want to see you too. And Lisa's like, well, can you just pick me up at Stan's house? Can I send you? She's like, sure. Y'all,
it's going to go great.
They've been back and forth, but they've never, like, had this night out. But she's, and then she's doing this, and you see Stan tell the guys, you know, love with mommy master is a difficult emotion. Love overrides everything. It's like, love is magnetic. Love is magnetic. It causes us to be together. It's like that poem. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love puts your fist in your ass and you go, hey, I'm in love.
That's from the Bible, but that's nice that you said it's from a poem. I was going to
let you
finish that.
No, Stan would say it's a poem.
That's true.
But Stan doesn't know the Bible. Is it Song of Solomon?
No, it's Philippians.
But yeah, that's from the Bible. Yes, I do know that. Love is patient.
Or Corinthians. I don't know.
I think it's Corinthians, actually. It is Corinthians.
Who cares?
Anyway, and that's when Lisa's like, yeah, I'll send you the address. Come pick me up, girl.
So there's going to be a lot of drama next episode. Should we move on to
Shane and Lacey?
We will, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Jane, come here and let me see your chin pubes.
Yeah. Let me take my shirt off and kiss a baby, and which is going to make Maddie's ovaries drop and
this
him goosh
summer
all over himself.
Rain.
What is it with me? Where you are attracted
you
to
have,
Doug?
You have,
there is something about Shane.
You have missing ovaries. You have hidden ovaries.
I just am like...
Oh, you mean Shane?
Yes.
Because
like,
he could... He's so big. You like hulking.
He's just
man.
Like
the,
yeah, they
man,
show
ma-
like
man,
his
man monster.
They show his naked back, and it's just so strong. And he could just
he's
pick
also
me up.
Every country boy you ever lusted over.
Oh,
I've learned to distance myself from them now.
Yeah,
he's also so stupid.
I kind of think I wouldn't have to deal with him. He could just fuck me, and then I could just say, "Hey, could you go get me a Whopper?" And then I'd leave.
Good idea. But then what'd you do with a Whopper?
I go get my own Whopper. Wow, that was your inner fat
that was,
kid
that
coming
was,
out.
That was
what
like,
do you with the Whopper, Mom?
Wait, you would leave before you got the Whopper?
Yes, I'd just get my own Whopper.
Okay, makes sense. But you could have two Whoppers then.
This is why you want to fuck Larry for a month long in McDonald's.
Oh, God, I would. And so basically, Lacey says that having a baby, or maybe he says this made things very hard for us. And he's going to go to the gym. She's not having it. She's like, why do you have one cologne?
He's like, I don't want to stink. And so that way, you know, if I'm in the steam shower and that other guy looks at me and I'm taking a
shower, I don't have to blind him like I did that other guy.
Yeah, I can
or
just,
almost,
you know,
kill him.
Let him suck my dick.
That doesn't We happen. Also find out, y'all, he quit his job.
So she had, and this happens, and I've heard this is horrible. When people do an
epidural,
it's rare, but you can get an air bubble, and it goes up your spine, goes in your brain, can kill you.
Yep.
It's very painful.
Right.
And so he said that with the baby, she couldn't take care of the baby or anything. And
so he had to
he
quit
had
his
to
job.
Take care of the baby. So now, okay, Shane says something that I was like, really? And he was like, I think men go through postpartum depression,
men
too.
Men have postpartum, too.
I looked this up, and the Cleveland Clinic says, yes, men do go through postpartum depression. But it's not, and there's even evidence showing that it's not as hormonal-based as women.
Behavior-based.
But there, it does show, like, you know, when men hold their own child, it does create hormones the way it does for women. And other
so it's
ways.
More situationally based
but it's a,
than
but it is
hormonally
situation,
based for women.
But there are hormones involved
all right.
because that changes women.
I could see that.
So it's called paternal postpartum.
Okay.
And it deals with your schedule's off. You're up. And, y'all, it's hard having a baby.
Yeah.
For both, if you're involved, everybody's awake. That's why I don't want kids.
That's why I'd rather not live with a baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's going to the gym. She goes instead to my gym,
which is
like the kids' gym.
Kids, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her dad, y'all, her dad, John, shows up, of course, who is an idiot who's always there to kind of like make her feel insecure.
Well, yeah, because she's like, well, ever since the baby arrived, you know, it's just. Basically, she said, Lacey said, you know, when I had
Shane hasn't fulfilled his part of the bargain.
Because she says he hasn't been stepping up and taking care of things like he should.
He just lays around.
She said he'll get overwhelmed with the baby and then just leave her to it.
Right.
And like we saw when the baby had a poopy diaper and he said, oh, I'm going to the gym. Bye.
Yep. That happened. And John says he needs to be a dad and not a meathead. And then I don't know why the father says he said stuff like this before. Maybe he's got a girlfriend.
Why would
I
you
know.
Say that?
Y'all, Lacey's always going to be jealous.
Y'all, look at Lacey. Look at all the shit Lacey's done to her body.
You can tell she's insecure.
Some women do, or men do those things because they're secure, but...
Not Lacey.
I don't know a lot of... Y'all, I don't get Botox because I'm happy with my wrinkled
she
forehead.
She hates herself.
It bothers me.
She doesn't want to look the Crypt Keeper. You should see her what it looks like without that bow tie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's bad.
It looks like poodles.
I am naturally fresh-faced. I'll get some baby baby foreskin cream to rub all over my face.
Okay, good luck
with diamonds
that.
In it.
Good luck with that.
Someone
would sell you that and you would buy it.
Possibly. I'm like, does this have ground up babies in it? Because I like it even better.
Wow.
So this we get this little featurette, you guys.
Their baby is cute. So, and I like the name Summer. The baby looks
like
just like
that
him.
It's named Rain, R-A-Y-N-E. Summer Rain sounds like an exotic dancer.
I don't like Summer Rain, but I like the name Summer.
I'm okay with it, but you know they're always going to call her Summer Rain, unfortunately.
Yeah, but this baby looks just like him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So then we get the infamous Shane getting braces and, can you eat my pussy with that?
Yeah. I'm going to eat your pussy
with
good.
With your tongue. And she even says, he says, I've always been self-conscious about my smile. And she's like looking at the braces and she just looks at him. She's like, it's aggravating me right now. They're aggravating me.
It is pretty dumb, y'all. He just got braces without telling her.
Ugh. It does. That is not something you want to do.
You don't want to.
Because already money is going to be tight with a new baby.
You should have rules. Like, and again, they don't talk about anything. Like, I have a rule. If we spend anything over $1,000, even if it's for me, I tell my partner about it. So
right.
Then we know that, y'all, they never do. They just, what do you think? What do they talk about?
They don't do a lot of talking, as we see in the next scene.
Which, as Lacey said, y'all, they were fucking six times a day. How do you fuck? She already had three kids or two kids. How do you fuck six times a
day?
It's
a lot. It's
a
lot.
That's a lot of fucking.
That's like you finish watching a rerun of Home Improvement.
Yeah. And then you're like, honey, hurry before 227 comes on.
I know. You got to get back in there.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Basically, they're talking in bed. You know what? I think it's time for another installment of Reality Gaze. Sorry,
Lalu
Theater.
What? All right, so picture it. Shane takes off his shirt and looks like a hulking Marvel character that would just make me a man.
What is he in the Marvel universe?
Oh, he's definitely the dumb one from
the country bumpkin.
Or from Guardians of the Galaxy. Ooh, but anyway, sorry, I just went to a place. And Poodle will play the role of Lacey, who comes to bed wearing something that looks like as we just watched in season 4 of our Patreon. When Anfisa does a model shoot in lingerie and George is very uncomfortable.
But this is the great value version of that.
And scene.
Hey, Tim. Touch me.
Whoa, babe, why's your boob in my face?
I want your head sick.
Get your nipple out of my mouth.
I want your head sick.
I'm tired. I just, you know, I worked out and I took that whey protein drink. It made me a little farty, and that wore me out, babe.
I took care of the fucking baby today, so I've done a lot, too. And I need to get my clock cleaned.
Okay.
So
well,
I need you to do that.
I don't know. I don't clean clocks. What do you mean?
You're so stupid. I need you to fuck my pussy.
Okay. But I'm confused. What time is it? Do I need to get my watch?
Doesn't matter. You know what time it is?
What?
It means it's like cushion for the pushing time.
Okay,
so put it in me.
Okay, I'm worried about bills.
I can take your mind off of something. I bought my titty in your mouth.
PlayStation on that Best Buy payout. I'm stressed about it.
Well, I gotta say one thing.
But
if you're not getting it, you're getting it someone else. So who's getting it?
Oh my God.
Who's getting
really?
It?
Really? No. I think you're hot. Look, I think you're really hot. It's just, you know, I'm tired. I've got a heavy lift tomorrow. I'm doing squat lifts. I'm doing squat lifts things.
I wear the squat on your face.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
I'm done with this.
Okay.
Give me my best friend. Come here, Pookie. You're my true friend.
And scene. Y'all, she pulls out her dildo.
And she, right there.
Right there.
He's right there. Good for her. She's sex positivity.
She's just going to do it right. Which I guess when you're married for a while, y'all, sometimes someone's got to. If I woke up and my partner was pleasing himself, I would say, give me that.
I know. I would be offended. Actually, if I'm tired, do all you want.
Actually, I would care. Yeah.
As long as I'm first. As long as I'm saying as long as he approaches me first and I say no, fine. I need to be that dildo or whatever it is needs to be the second choice. I have to be offered. What? If you were the first choice, wouldn't you be upset?
But sometimes I get it that they like I would if my boyfriend's like, "Honey, I love you, but I just don't want to y'all, because gay sex, you got to do things, you got to prep.
I'm okay with, like, jerking off, but I'm saying if he used, like, a sex toy.
I guess I would want to be asked.
There! Thank you.
But I don't think I would demand, like, me first!
I'm saying I just need to be asked. If I find out you're using that before me.
But what if he says, I kind of just prefer to use the vibrator, honey, and you were wanting to have sex?
There's the door.
But sometimes people don't want to fuck. They just want to
take your own advice. You said you'd have a you'd want to be asked.
We need to move on.
Let's move on to Brittany and Marcelino.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Brittany, remember, is getting her. I think it's her certification in.
I think she already got it by now, but they didn't say. But she's getting her
in counseling, substance abuse counseling.
Substance abuse. Because it's like a. That's usually like a year or two program.
Yeah, and she's wanting, basically she's trying to set up a halfway house. She's got a lot of...
With three other people. One of them she was in prison with, and they show like she's talking to a board, and you see like three women who she's friends with, and then you see, I'm just going to say it because I could tell by the way we walk, you see a gay guy.
Yep.
And he talks...
Who's seemingly not had addiction issues.
No, he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he talks about. Yeah, I'm okay. Pretty sure. Like, yeah, he said. He reminds me of just like this is. I worked with so many guys like this.
Right.
I mean, the guy that ended up I co-ran the crystal meth recovery group with, he was addicted to meth for 10 years, and so
right.
He was kind of like this guy, like
so
wanting to make a new life.
But
for himself.
He wasn't like them. That he was not a counselor. He wasn't a form. Anyway, he never went to jail. That was what it is.
I don't know if he went to jail, and we don't know if this guy went to jail. We just know that he was addicted.
They
to drugs.
Were trying to draw a line between this guy, though. It seemed like and who they were.
It seemed like he was othered in some way, and so his name is Robert. That's important because. She comes out to the pool. She had a hard day. She seen Marcelino's with the kids. And that is, y'all, I love Brittany. I love her. I love that she's like trying to do something really, I get problematic. Sometimes she gets a little too focused.
And she takes.
And her expectations of people can be really.
Like her mother, like
last
season.
Which we don't know what's going on in her mother right now.
We don't know if her mother's sober or what. Yeah.
We have no
idea. She's still on the street.
But I did say during that season, I said, Brittany's so close to her mother. I wish she would take this energy and use this into being a drug
and
counselor.
And she did.
And she did.
So Kanan, who's her friend, calls and says, you won't believe this, Brittany. All the money. Brittany and Marcelino put $8,000. All that money is gone.
Kanan put money in. Another woman put in. Apparently.
But Robert's name was on the account.
I guess Robert wasn't a felon.
Right.
And so he was able to put his name
That's
on the
That's what
account.
I was saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all, it was $80,000.
Oof.
Now, Robert might not have been in prison, but Robert was still, he was still addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
So
who knows
like,
what happened?
What happened? We don't know. This could be they transferred the money to a different account, and we just don't know.
And Brittany's like, I can't tell my husband about this right now. I have to keep going. And she's keeping this from him.
Yes. I mean, that's basically
He's going to be livid.
He's going to be livid. Because something with Marcelino, and it's going to come up for them, is it's hard, y'all. It's hard when you're in a relationship with someone who is beating and overcoming addiction, especially when they're newly out of it. Y'all, that is their life. And yeah. that it has to be. Shh. They have to be focused on like a day at a time beating the addiction. And a lot of times other people feel second to that.
Yeah. She's been sober for like 3 years.
That's not a long time. I mean like someone who's like 10 years in.
Right.
Who really feels secure about it.
I got you. So Brittany and Ray.
Okay. Ray got cuter, right?
He did.
Yeah.
Brittany's tried to change her makeup and her look up.
I like her long straight hair.
It's
think
better.
Her makeup is softer.
Yeah.
It's like
I think she's still come in with the worst attitude.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Somewhere down the line, I can't wait for a woman to speak to Ray and Brittany to lose her shit
out.
Angela Deem style.
Yeah. So y'all, they're bed shopping. They were in the previous season.
Poodle, why are they looking for a bed?
Because they broke it. She makes a lot of clarification saying we broke the bed. Because we're having lots of baby making practice.
She tells this older gentleman at the furniture store they broke the bed from fucking.
You know, kind of like because that happens, right? Because look at him. He's a monster. He just kind of basically, because he's right out of prison. And you know how they like to fuck in prison?
Y'all, Brittany's got a kink. It's a bad boy kink.
It's all rehabilitation kink.
So they're trying out beds and they're sitting on one bed and Ray's like, I really want to get back to work. I want to have paychecks.
She's like, yeah, so you can buy me a ring.
Well, no. She said that, but what irked me, she's like, no, honey, it's fine. Just as long as we talk and we communicate. And she's like, just as long as we're on the same page. And then she said, yeah, it's fine. I don't mind paying for things, but you've got to buy me. That's what she said. And then you can buy me a ring. It was actually worse than what you just said. She was saying, it's fine. Don't worry about it. When are you buying me a ring?
And in the moment, she's like, so Ray needs to immediately get a job, save for the ring, and then we're going to try for a baby.
And Ray says, oh, by the way, I'm going to fuck up your world and tell you I owe $143,000 in restitution. And I went, yeah! Not yesidio. That was terrible. But
no,
for Brittany.
This was very karmic.
Y'all, because guess what? If they get married, guess who else owns that restitution?
Yay!
Brittany does. And she just realized, oh, fuck. So I guess...
She's like, we'll be engaged in a year.
Come at
it. In 5 years, we're going to have 2 to 3 kids.
So restitution works the way... And correct me if I'm wrong. I work in a different type of law office, so we don't deal with restitution at all. So I'm not...
It's
not
basically whoever in his crimes...
affected. It's like he does the... So... You can get into this whether you agree with this or not, that someone gets locked up in prison,
right,
and everything gets, they lose everything, and then they also had to pay for the crime.
Right.
The time didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
And guess what, y'all? Because in our country that's based on Big Pharma, he's got to pay $143,000. So I guess, does he have to pay this money? I wish we knew. Does he have to pay it to like fucking Walgreens?
I don't know. Did it say?
I don't know. Who did he pay the restitution to?
I don't know. He said the government.
So he pays it in taxes?
I don't know.
Somebody come us and let us. I'm just interested how
I don't know anything about
works.
It. Yeah. That has not been brought up.
Never. And I'm interested. Yeah.
In the seasons we've been covering.
We have people. Do you know, and I was just looking at Sissy Squad. We have a judge.
Yes, judge.
We have a judge. Keep judging,
here come
queen.
The judge. Keep judging, queen.
Keep judging, queen.
I spend most of my day in judgment, but you're an actual judge.
She has an actual gavel. Yours, I hid in the move. And by hid, I burned.
So they are, that's when they mentioned, so they're like, then we're going to have a wedding. He's like, a wedding? That's money. And then he drops the fact, I don't know, I do owe the government $143,000.
What?
And y'all.
And Brittany's just going, this is going to ruin my credit.
It's just so fitting.
I hate that he owes that money, but it's so fitting for
this
her.
Is,
you're right, it's
this
karmic.
This is totally... I could not have written the story better.
Yeah.
Because she's tried to find this quote-unquote convict, and she's going to rehabilitate him through her love.
Yeah.
And they're going to make love from the ashes of his life. However, his crimes are going to come back and bite her in the fucking financial ass, and I could not be happy to see it. We love to see it.
Yes.
Mostly because she was so awful on this past
season.
She
just was so awful this last season.
Should we talk about Sean and Kelly instead of Destiny?
Y'all, he's back. The dumbest person you've ever met. It's
until Nicole from season 4 of 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Could Sean book a trip and go to Morocco?
No.
I think Sean's the dumbest.
I don't think she booked that trip. Her mother did.
Probably booked it. That, y'all, come at us in the comments. Who's dumber, Nicole or Sean?
Oh, Jesus.
Can we do a Patreon poll?
I don't know what that would do.
I'm just interested.
I'm interested to know what people think.
They can do one of the Sissy Squad, maybe. So, okay. So, y'all, Sean says Destiny went back to prison. And she does try to call me. She says I owe her money.
But we're done.
She doesn't realize we're done.
And Kelly, he's having lunch with Kelly. And
y'all, Kelly is, she's no fool, no siree.
No. She's sticking with that pink slash red hair.
She says he's never taken me to a nice restaurant in 16 years.
She knows something's up.
And the 6 kids that I've birthed of his.
And y'all.
Remember, y'all. Sean has 6 kids with Kelly.
And he told Destiny he had 4, I believe.
They never were married, he and Kelly.
Right.
They just had these kids. And it kind of seemed a little bit lasted. Maybe they were into it. But once she found out about Destiny and all this shit, Kelly's like, he's fucking bonkers.
Done. So he tells Kelly, so I need to tell you something. And she's like, oh, God. So I've just quit my job and I'm moving to Ohio.
What? Huh? Why? Sean,
well,
why would you do that?
I've been talking to another inmate.
And y'all, she said, are you kidding? What did you tell our daughter?
You lied to our, remember the daughter?
And they flash back.
Oh, this
to
poor
where
girl.
Sean said, I'm so sorry. I forgot about
you. He promised
you.
They would never do it again.
I'll never do this again.
He
y'all,
promised.
His daughter is going to have the worst relationships with men.
I know.
Like, he's just basically commuting. And then this is coming
that
out.
You can't count on men that are untrustworthy.
This comes out later, but y'all, I'm saying this now. I mean, we knew Sean was a loser. Sean's also a deadbeat dad.
Yep.
Sean,
he's like,
he says, what? I give them money and I see them once a month.
I give them money all the time and I come in and give them money all the time and I see them once a month.
Once a month. Y'all, he doesn't live far from his kids.
No, it's
awful.
He
sees his kids only once
Terrible.
A month. What a piece
Terrible.
Of shit.
So he's been talking.
I don't feel bad for anything Destiny's done to him.
No, me neither. He's been talking to
Sarah,
the other inmate, and he and Destiny and Sarah were talking all at the same time. But he's like, things with Destiny were like panning out, but I really think it was Sarah who was my real love.
I'll never find another girl like you.
Sarah. Sorry, it was loud.
That's my harmonica.
Your harmonica.
Remember when all like 80s, 90s songs had
a harmonica?
There's something nostalgic about. They almost make me teary.
Like the Karma Chameleon harmonica. It's fun.
I want to learn to play a harmonica.
No, you won't.
I'm quite good at the skin flute.
First chair. All state.
Mm-hmm. No alternate here.
So, Sarah, of course he's been lying to her, and Sarah thinks he's 36 instead of 46.
Well, Kelly calls him out. He's like, she said, did you lie about your age? My favorite line... I'm not really sure how many kids I told Sarah I have because I was lying.
It varies from day to day.
I was lying to her and Destiny at the same time. And y'all, he can't keep his lie straight.
And Kelly says, I want you to grow up
everything
and act like an adult and a father.
Everything Destiny said about him was true.
Totally right.
She's horrible, but it was true.
So she's reading Sean for filth, y'all. Reading him. And anyway.
She says, does she ask for money? And Sean's like,
Oh, you know, just a little.
Not a lot. Not like Destiny.
Not
did.
Like Destiny. I spent $30,000 with Destiny, but I've only given her like $6,000 or $7,000. That's normal.
And he says,
y'all, he's lying. He's giving her more.
He basically says, you're just mad I'm with someone else. She's like, married to you anymore.
He's like, but I want you to meet her because I want the kids to be around her.
And that's when she throws a drink on him.
She's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're a fuck. She doesn't even know how many kids he has, and he wants the kids to be around her.
I just wonder, how did this woman who seems like she's got a little bit together, how did this happen?
Kelly?
Yeah. How did this happen?
I think Kelly was working at the Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Sean came in every day. He had a job. He was working at like probably some auto station. And, you know, a mechanic is a good job.
Yeah.
Especially where we're from.
But why, when you had one kid with him, did you have two kids?
Well, no, he came in. He'd usually get his Mountain Dew every afternoon. They started chatting. They became friends. And she said, you know what? I'll go on one date. One date. They went on one date. They drove out by the lake. The breeze was blowing. The bush light was ice cold. And she thought, you know what? Maybe this is what I'm good for. I'm gonna have sex with him because this will be better than that drunk guy I lost my virginity to last year in a closet.
You're saying it's all a matter of perspective.
I think he wooed her and
the
think
way
about
he knew
where
how.
The town was. He was the cutest guy there.
Wow.
He was the cutest guy there, and so. She laid her back in that back of that Pinto, made love. One month later, she was pregnant.
Didn't Destiny say it was the best sex she'd had?
She did say that.
So maybe he has a way.
I bet he knocked her up the first time.
Oh, definitely. Men like this are always so potent.
It's like they don't need brain cells, so it's all in their balls.
It's just a cosmic joke, really. That
it really
men
is.
Like this.
Yeah.
Have...
It's like my dad's hand Dodie. Oh, he'll make. He has so many kids. So many kids.
I don't want to talk about your father's hands.
But he's so dumb and he's blind. But he's actually not dumb. He's country smart.
We need to move on.
We need to move
Y'all,
on.
That's the show.
That's the show,
that's
everybody.
Lalu.
That's
I'm glad
Lalu.
We almost made it through without mentioning one of your father's hands, which is a hired hand, y'all. I'd only heard like that in reference to Curly,
like Curly
from Mice and Men.
Or Oklahoma.
Yeah.
With Judd was a hired hand.
I'd never heard that phrase.
Best hired hand I got.
I'd never
That's
heard
what
the
said.
Phrase hired hand.
Yeah, we call them hands.
Outside of yeah. literature.
He had, yeah, Dodie. He's much better than Skeets.
Okay, we got
to
move on.
Skeets went to jail.
No.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram.
Firsthand, David was part of my sexual awakening.
Reality Gays podcast. On Twitter, Reality Gays Pod.
He used to drink Mountain Dew, and he kind of smelled like dipping really hot.
Come at us on Cameo.
I've got to leave the room. Just finish the outro. I'm going to excuse myself. Bye, y'all.
Y'all, we will lalu you later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.